is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition, and yes, we are live. It's Sunday night. You may not expect to hear a live radio show, but that's what you're getting with Free Talk Live, which is who we are. I'm Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is a show that's kind of different from other talk radio shows. In addition to being on Sunday evenings live, we are actually live 7 nights a week, and you can find those shows at freetalklive.com. But you can also call into the show and bring up anything that's on your mind. This is called an open phones radio show, and really, anything that you're thinking about, we would probably like to talk to you about that.
Now, that doesn't mean that we don't take opinions on the subject. Just because you can call in and talk about whatever you want doesn't mean that we're not going to have an opinion on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're going to get our thoughts, too. It's going to be a conversation, for sure. But if you have something that you've, some burning question or something that's been tickling your brain this week, feel free to give us a buzz at 855-450-3733.
You know, I don't know why people even call radio shows and ask questions anymore. You've got Google. You know, if you got a question, you know, it's really about making statements, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, we also have another way to call into this show. That's on Skype, and our Skype name is lrn.fm. If you add us on Skype as a contact, you can then call the show after that. And I think we're going to start things out here with a call on Skype, because we did actually have a call come in from TDB the Dead Bunny. TDB must stand for the Dead Bunny.
Yeah,
huh?
It seems like it.
All right, Dead Bunny, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hello?
Hi, you're on Free Talk Live. Is the Dead Bunny dead?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me now?
Hello? You're on Free Talk Live. Huh? You're on the radio.
Now I hear you.
Okay.
Great. I wanted to call in to see if I could provoke a little discussion with you guys about the role of politics. I was reading Larkin Rose's book, and he's one of these guys who's very anti-politics. And when I first became a libertarian, you know, I was still very invested in the dominant paradigm and said, oh, you know, we just need to elect the good guys. And I said, oh, no, now we got to reform the system. And
yeah,
I said, oh, no.
Well,
politics is a waste of time. Rose is saying
that's
actually counterproductive.
Well, that's what I want to ask. I want to ask, is Larkin Rose of the opinion that voting is immoral, or is he of the opinion that voting is kind of inconsequential and a waste of one's time?
I'd say he'd say it's immoral and counterproductive.
Okay.
Yeah, counterproductive is not something that you had mentioned, Mark, but that's kind of a third opinion, yeah.
I have heard people say it, but, you know, it seemed, I don't know, I guess that'd have to be borne out here in New Hampshire, where we've got much, you know, a much larger population of libertarians, where we've had Free State Project members elected to the New Hampshire House and dozens of other state, you know, positions, town positions around the state.
Well, I'm going to actually take the position where I probably agree more with Larkin Rose in that voting is counterproductive and it wastes people's time and energy. I actually moved here about 8 years ago, approximately when you and Ian moved here to New Hampshire, Mark. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I love to live in New Hampshire, but my thinking was a little bit different when I first moved here. I was interested in getting politically active and, like, voting and testifying at the state house, and I did that for a good couple of years, and I ended up feeling pretty miserable, burned out. It didn't
Easy.
Get any results, like any of the things that I was trying so hard to work for.
Every time I go and I do these testifying things, I really have to take a sort of moral inventory when I'm done, and I'm like, man, what did I accomplish today?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I could have done more with my time.
Yeah, you could have worked and made money and, you know, had a happier life. You could have just saved a lot of frustration. There were times when I drove to the state house in a snowstorm.
Sure.
And I showed up because I thought there was some important bill. And
yeah. They canceled.
Politicians didn't even show up,
right.
And so it was kind of like, what's the point of this?
Agreed.
And so then for a while, I kind of stepped back from it, and I said, you know, I'm really a lot happier not doing this. Now, I know people really bristle when somebody says it's immoral to vote, but it is kind of trying to impose your will on someone else. It's at least participating in a system where people are imposing their will on others.
Shooting a rapist is imposing your will on somebody else, okay? You know, preventing somebody from harming you or your family is imposing your will on them.
But voting doesn't prevent the government from harming you. There's never an option that says, let's have the government go away on the ballot box.
You get to vote, for instance, in referendums and things like that. You can vote for or against some new government spending. And I would say that that is voting against the government, you know, doing things to you. That's, it seems like an obvious way.
Well, I think if you vote inside of a system that is forced upon you, that I would consider immoral. But, I mean, the act of...
What, if a suggestion
because the system itself is immoral.
Like, I don't know that that's the case.
If something's being forced on you,
now
you're not being forced to vote.
Because granted. Somebody holds a gun on you doesn't make guns immoral.
Right, but, that's my point.
But do you think that it perpetuates, like, if somebody holds a gun to you and says, jump, and you jump... Doesn't that kind of
nobody requires
tacitly
me to vote.
Agree? Okay, well, nobody requires you to vote, yes, but like voting is participating in a game that's rigged. Against
agreed. I'm with you on that. Like,
right,
I get
right.
It's rigged, but that doesn't playing a game that's rigged isn't immoral. It's just kind of a waste of time.
Yeah,
I have to compare it to the other activism out there and say, well, that crap doesn't do anything either. I've been on the radio talking about freedom for 10 years. We ain't free yet.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that if
I would argue that that does do something for you because A, you have a community of people who know that you can network with, do business with, and be friends with. That's a huge asset that you've built up by being on the radio.
Agreed.
And you also can do activism in your own life to become happier and freer and live more freely without touching a ballot box.
I think there's great arguments for choosing to vote or not vote. I mean, I don't think that choosing to vote or not vote really matters because it takes a little time.
Participating in politics.
That's where the time really gets committed. Like, so if I decided to run for state rep or I go and testify and all that stuff, you're making a huge time commitment.
Even just spending the time to follow it and keep updated and get the action alerts about there's a bill coming up, and then you have to kind of drop all your work and drop everything and and you have no control over the outcome too. Like, you can try to influence the outcome of elections and votes, but it is hard and it usually doesn't work.
Well, you can call representatives, whether or not you ask them to vote for or against one thing. You can say, I am against the policies in this bill or that bill. Or you can write letters to the editor.
They probably have already formed their opinion and they're going to listen to
less so. I think that's less so in New Hampshire. I'm not saying it's not true in most places, but you need not forget that New Hampshire has
maybe it's a difference
one rep for every 3,500 people. That's a much smaller.
Right, but still, 3,500 people don't necessarily agree on everything.
Sure they don't.
Of course they don't agree on everything. And
the concept of a representative is insane. I'm not saying that's not true.
But
I'm talking about the title of the position of the person that participates in government, and sometimes they haven't thought about one issue or another.
Brian, were you going to say something that
some time ago?
Sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that if four people get together and they're going out camping and they decide whatever direction they want to go, they're going to base that upon a vote. No, I don't think that kind of voting is immoral. I think that's where some people get confused as they take it all the way that the very act of deciding, voting in any shape or fashion is somehow immoral.
That's a very different process, though. That's trying to negotiate a consensus rather than, okay, if three people want to go to this campground and one doesn't, we're going to force the fourth one.
Exactly, but I think there's a lot of people who...
And pay for it.
Right. I totally agree with what you're saying, but there's a lot of people who come out and say voting is immoral who would take that all the way in that any time, that there's an attempt to get a consensus, you just committed an immoral act, and I just want to make sure that's clear.
I want to hear the dead bunny here talking about what Larkin... You wanted to start a conversation, and you did. Is it the conversation you wanted to start?
More or less, though. I think Rose's point is that whenever you vote, from his attitude, it's like, okay, you're choosing between a group of people. Which one will have the right to give commands that everyone else is obligated to obey? And he thinks that this is just, this is what's wrong, that so many people have this idea that they believe that the government is justified in making these laws and giving commands that arbitrarily, and that we must all obey. And that's what he wants to fight.
And I agree with that
statement,
that that is unacceptable.
Voting in a way reinforces that.
But I don't think that that does. I think that that's a fallacious point to say that voting and somehow reinforces that, because you can vote against that. The fact is that more people have not voted
in
elections.
We're short on time here. Hold the line, Dead Bunny. There's more coming up here on Sunday Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us this evening at 855-450-3733 and bring up anything that's on your mind. Of course, that is the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. We love ProXPN. They sponsor our phone lines, and we'll hear a little bit more about them later tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I'm back from a vacation. I was off in Belize and Florida, and one of the things that I'm really happy about returning to in New Hampshire is my BuzzBox coffee. I'm not kidding. It's
they don't have.
You mean they're not growing it down there?
They don't have decaf coffee anywhere available.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah.
You can get coffee, man. You can get some rock, you know, some jacked up rocket fuel if you want to get it.
Oh yeah,
but you can't in Miami, boy. They got those little cups of jet fuel that are available right there on the street. But, you know, somebody who drinks decaf, it's tough when you travel.
I want to see you on that jet fuel.
No, you don't. Nobody wants to see that because I just get mean and nasty, and I'm already kind of grumpy, so it doesn't help.
Oh, you're not grumpy.
Well, give me a minute. We're talking about voting. So, you can join me in having some of the best tasting coffee I've ever tasted. And also, this coffee, one cup at a time, allows us to help people around the world, people who are trying to work for a better life, break the generational chains of poverty their situations have put them in. And this is what I really love about BuzzBox. It's a company that understands economics. It understands how, you know, human action works, and that you can't just give people a bunch of free stuff, that you have to allow them to work their way out of difficult situations. And that's why I love BuzzBox. So please go to coffee.freetalklive.com. When you sign up, the first pound is free. You can cancel it anytime. Makes it easy. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com. You cover the shipping on that first pound, but we'll buy the pound for you. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. Let's go back to the phones where we are talking with the Dead Bunny.
Right.
Or TBD, maybe, for short.
So before we went to break, there was it was posited that somehow voting perpetuates the system. I've heard it said many times.
I posited that, and I will stand behind that.
And I don't think that there's much to back it, because the fact is, in elections since 1789, when the Constitution was put in place, the majority of people have not voted in elections in the majority of elections that have voted. There are a few presidential elections where you can say, yes, the majority of people did vote by a small margin. But so if not voting worked, and you can get 95% of the people not to vote in an election, then the whole not voting thing should have been shown to work in the past. But the fact is, the government's got bigger and bigger over time. So I can look at that evidence and I can say that not voting grows the government.
Well, that's kind of twisting it around.
So are you. You're saying that voting grows the government. I'm saying it doesn't.
I didn't say voting grows the government.
It perpetuates the system.
No, yes, it's a very important distinction.
Okay, please.
Perpetuating the system is tacitly accepting the rules of a game that is not fair to you. You're agreeing to play a game that is stacked against you.
No, participating in the game is paying their taxes, driving their speed limits, not smoking the things they say you don't have to smoke, and doing all the other things they want you to do. That's playing the game. This one little aspect of voting, you know, I mean, are you going to blow on the dice before you roll them? That's all that matters.
Well, then, then why vote?
Why vote? Because sometimes it matters.
Yeah. I can see that.
A better question would be, what should we be doing instead? And Rose is not very helpful here, because if we follow his example, it's like, break rules until they throw you in prison.
Yeah, don't follow Rose's
kind of
advice.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, do not follow, in my opinion. I've read at least one of his works, and his solution is pretty much violent revolution. And don't do that.
No, that would be, I think that's even more contradictory than voting.
Yeah, I think Stephanie's solution, which is to do liberty-oriented media, is a good solution, because you're doing education. It's a good form of education. We have a large voice to get a lot of people to follow.
Right, but I don't want to use that voice to say, oh yeah, liberty, it's great. And by the way, you know, just vote, like, just participate in this game that it's not going to do anything. It's not actually going to change anything, and it'll probably make you miserable, but you should vote because we need more liberty-oriented
politicians.
You
don't hear me saying that. I hear
some people say that.
Well, yeah, some people say that, and that's what turns off people like you, right? Like, you've been turned off, and then you're trying to stack up evidence as to why your position's correct. And you should just be like, I don't like voting. I think it's pointless.
Well, that's basically what I say, but I do have more of a basis than I just don't like it. I don't feel comfortable. I think it lends moral support to a system that I disagree with, and I don't want to do that. I'm not comfortable giving my moral support to this system.
Well, what about...
And I choose not to participate.
So being on a jury is similar to voting. Do you think Kathleen Converse, when she convinced
Were you there for that night when I... Maybe you weren't there, but... we kind of got into it one night about jury nullification, and I think jury duty is slavery. Okay. I don't want to be on a jury.
You don't have to be on a jury, but I'm asking you this, though. Whether if one ends up on a jury, one goes to a jury and has the opportunity to save somebody from a victimless crime.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that is perpetuating the juror system?
I absolutely do.
Or should you
do.
Go and just toss a Molotov cocktail at the courthouse and burn that damn thing down?
That is a false choice. obviously not a choice between those two things.
There'll be fewer cases.
But it is perpetuating the system. These libertarians who are just fantasizing about the time when they're going to be called for jury duty. I'm sorry, I just can't get excited about that.
I'm not excited about it. That's a false choice, too. I don't have to be excited about jury duty to have the opportunity to save somebody.
Okay, so then why do you want to do something that you're not excited about? I want everything that I do to be as voluntary and as I want to be as excited about everything that I do as possible. And I just am not excited about the prospect of losing a day of my life non-consensually, not being paid for it, and not getting to choose. You know,
when the volunteer fire a couple of years ago in December, so it's been 2 years now, a thing went out with the volunteer fire department. I showed up on an accident scene. I was the first one on the scene. There was a car there that looked like God had taken it into his fists, crushed it, and whipped it at Earth. It happened to be resting up against some gas pumps. And, you know, for a moment, I felt fear. I said to myself, I've got a kid. I've got a wife. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go help that person. Then I turned around and I said, you know what? I'm going to get blown up here, or I can get blown up there. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to see what I can do. And I went, and I just before I got to the car, the chief said, Mark, you get away from there, and in his John Kennedy accent. And it took two more minutes, and then everybody showed up, and we were able to pull this guy out. And it turns out it was steam, not fire, that was smoking in the car.
Yep.
But it doesn't change the fact that, you know, I made a choice that I was uncomfortable for me to make.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a place, because if I had stayed at home and that gas station went up in a giant fireball, I'd be alive, but I was able to help somebody.
That's a very emotional story, Mark, but it would have been perfectly okay if you weren't comfortable with it and you said no.
I'm not claiming you have a moral obligation to help people who are in trouble, Stephanie. I'm not claiming that.
The focus of this is totally wrong. Like, everybody blames the libertarians like me who don't want to have jury duty, who don't want to be enslaved on a jury, when actually the person to blame is the state. Okay. Actually, it's not
Agreed.
A person. The state is the one prosecuting victimless crimes and putting pot smokers in jail. It's not my fault because I don't want to be on their jury, right?
I know it's not your fault.
Here's a challenge to libertarians. If you want to stop all the wars, screw voting, screw jury duty, join the military, and don't pull the trigger. If you want to put your money where your mouth is, that you want to work within the system, then join the military and go do that. I get sick of it.
855-450-3733. There's more coming up here on Free Talk.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. Utopiasilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
We're glad that you're joining us tonight. And if you want to hear archives of Free Talk Live for free, going back pretty much as far as you could imagine, if you want to hear what Free Talk Live sounded like in 2006, you know, some people have a favorite year for Free Talk Live since we have been on the air for over a decade. Some people have favorite time frames that they like with Free Talk Live. And actually, I think if you go back to maybe 2006, 2007, that was a time when there was a lot of discussion about what we've been talking about tonight, which was, you know, is voting pointless? Is it counterproductive? Does it perpetuate the system participating in politics and voting?
And my position was entirely different then than it is now. My position was, you have a moral obligation to rush out and do whatever the other libertarians are doing too, or something like that. I'm not entirely sure what it was, but it was basically, I'm mad because people won't support the political candidates that I would like to see support it. It was right. Essentially where it was coming from.
And you can hear all of that at archives.freetalklive.com. It's all there for you for free. We encourage you to share our previous shows. You know, Free Talk Live makes a lot of content, so any old shows that you want to highlight and share, they're pretty timeless. You can go do that at archives.freetalklive.com. And call us tonight if you have something on your mind that you'd like to bring up at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line.
And what is ProXPN?
Yeah, well, what is it, Brian?
First, I'll say ProXPN is a company that is helping this decade-long, you know, affair that Free Talk Live has on the air. They are a huge supporter of this show, personal supporters of liberty. I can't stress that enough. I know these guys, and every one of them are big supporters of liberty. They want there to be a free world. And so one of the ways they're achieving that is in providing you with a VPN service. A VPN is a virtual private
network.
That's
a very important quality to have in a VPN. Because
absolutely.
Some VPNs, you know, they wouldn't hesitate to snitch you out to whatever authority asks them.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the authority, be it an ISP or a government, mm-hmm. would say, hey, no, all right, what did this person do? We want to know.
Yeah.
I have it from actually the head of ProXPN laughs them away. You know,
and they don't keep logs, and so they couldn't be subpoenaed or anything like that to see what your search results were.
Right. So a virtual private network is protecting everything you do online before it gets to your ISP, before it gets to Time Warner, before it gets to Comcast, all over the world. No matter where you are, what you're getting on, it's encrypting what you do. Every online action you take, be it if you're using a messaging service like Pigeon or just whatever web browser you're using, it doesn't matter. It's encrypting it all. Okay, and it's fantastic, and it's so inexpensive. I mean, to get that kind of peace of mind that everything you're doing is encrypted, and you're supporting a company that supports Liberty and supports Free Talk Live, to only pay, I think if you get the yearly annual plan, it's like $5 a month.
They make it really easy too on their website. If you just go to proxpn.com.
Yep.
And there's a link. You can download the software that you need to be able to access the VPN.
Right. For whatever system you have, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux.
And I thought it was going to be more complicated than this, so I was kind of like hesitant. But, you know, it's really easy. You just download it and you install it and, you know, you create an account.
It is easy.
And yeah, very, very
that's
easy.
That's all you need to do for
it. I did it, and that makes it pretty easy.
Yeah, right.
So you've got a risk-free 7-day trial, you know, to money-back guarantee, I should say. And you can go to proxpn.com/FTL, use the code FTL20, you'll get 20% off the lifetime of the account that you get. The lifetime of the account. This isn't just after a year suddenly you lose your discount. You have this forever as long as you have an account, and you'll get that 20% off. You can't beat it, and there's no reason not to have it. Especially in, you know, with all these Snowden revelations that come out today and, you know, for a free world. So proxpn.com.
Yep. Easy steps to protect your privacy online. All right. I'm not going to give out the phone number right now because we're kind of loaded up, and I want to wrap up this conversation with the dead bunny here on the line. We've been talking with you, Bunny, about voting, and is there anything else you want to add, or have we kind of sparked the discussion that you hope to spark?
Wanted to mention my short list of positive things besides education that people can do. Obviously, amping Free Talk Live, using ProXPN, getting a VPN, those are good things. Joined the FSP, the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
And
do your online.
Install Free Speech Me.
Oh, yeah, Free Speech Me.
Oh, and use Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
Yep. And do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com when you can, too.
Yeah. Bunny, thank you so much for calling in tonight. I appreciate bringing up that interesting, stimulating discussion. Thanks for the call.
And to actually call in with some answers, which is fantastic. I love it.
Indeed. All right. Phones are loaded up. Let's go to Eric in Kansas wants to talk about voting, too. Hey, Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I want to talk about perpetuating the state.
Okay.
Basically, the idea is pretty simple. It's perpetuating the state is simply doing those things which the state requires of you. And the state requires you to pay income tax. The state requires you to pay property tax. But the state does not require you to speak out or to own a gun or to vote. So it's pretty simple that the voting does not perpetuate the state because the state does not require you to vote.
Do you think they would
like
it?
If you follow the money, and voting isn't the money.
But hold on, Eric. Do you think the state would like you to vote?
Oh, absolutely not.
I think they want you to vote?
Well, they want you to vote.
Do you think the Republicans or the Democrats want you to vote libertarian? Because they seem to do everything in their power to prevent libertarians and other third parties from running. So I think that it's pretty fair to say that the Republicans and the Democrats are the state, since they occupy every single seat except for like one or two maybe in the House and the Senate and the White House.
I think they also like really like it when people are divided and they're concentrating on, you know, fighting. We need to fight the Republicans.
You're never going to unite people, though.
Fight the Democrats.
Uniting people is this impossible dream. That's why voting...
I think the state likes that, because then they're focused on fighting the other team and not, hey, we're all kind of being oppressed by this big government here.
Yeah, but they're, I'm with you. But people often, at this point, you're going to see people trying to employ the weapon of the state against their friends, families, neighbors, whomever, you know, for strangers. And I don't see any reason that one can't try to prevent that weapon from being employed against one and one's friends, one's family and loved ones.
But where do you draw the line on that, Mark? It seems like it's a squishy line there, because, you know, some people say, well, I'm only in support of voting when I'm voting no on a referendum or something.
And yeah, it is. You know what? I think you're absolutely right. So what you're saying is what if I vote for Ron Paul?
Yeah.
Well, Ron Paul's not that great on immigration. And I think this is a really great point. It's the single best point that the non-voters have. But, that to say that voting's bad because you might vote against a referendum, that's good. You can say voting for an individual because individuals are always flawed. I don't have as much to say against that one.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, I can just say, look, when did it become immoral to use a pencil to fill in a box?
Eric?
I think when the voters are uninformed or follow the propaganda that the state puts out, then the state likes them to vote. And mm-hmm. I think when the people are informed and don't follow their propaganda, then the state doesn't want them to vote.
Well, what do you think the breakdown is as far as voters go? How many of them are informed versus ill-informed, and how many of them follow the propaganda versus not?
Well, there's, I
want to see what he has to say.
I've got an answer too.
Okay.
Well, I'm not, that changes over time, so it doesn't really matter. The core point is whether or not voting is a right, like owning a gun is a right and speaking out is a right.
I'd say that there's... For every ignorant person voting, there's an informed person voting. And that's the problem with voting, is that you're having a very, very difficult time because you're dealing with one or two people that don't know what the hell they're talking about, that are voting because, you know, the party that mom said to vote for. It's awful and frustrating.
Eric, thank you for calling in tonight. And you can call us at 855-450-3733 here on the Sunday show of Free Talk Live. More coming up in moments.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Now, dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. I am Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
FreeTalkLive.com is our website, and we'd love to connect with you on social media. Visit Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com to go to our Facebook page, or Twitter.FreeTalkLive.com to go to our Twitter profile and give us a follow there. And you can also join our email list at news.FreeTalkLive.com to get more kind of larger updates when we add a new radio station or there's some big significant news about the show. Yeah, I think that's all I have to say about that. I thought there was more. It felt like I was missing something.
You will never hear a conversation about the morality of voting on any other radio program.
No, you won't.
In America. And this is the kind of conversation, this is among other conversations that we have, people who have picked up in their lives and moved for the Free State Project, we have on a relatively regular basis. And there are people you can hear. There are people that have moved for the Free State Project. There are three on the radio right here that have different opinions on this subject and lots of subjects. But that's what's so exciting about the Free State Project, is that you have people that just, you know, they sign a statement of intent, which is that they'll move to New Hampshire and exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. That statement means a bunch of different things to a bunch of different people. But what one cannot argue is that New Hampshire has seen benefits, has seen a movement towards liberty because of this. And that's what I find exciting about the Free State Project. And you can go find out more at freestateproject.org, or you can come up to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which is really soon here, February 20th through the 23rd.
So, 2 weeks?
Yep, 2 weeks. Yep. Fewer than 2 weeks here at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, including lots and lots of speakers like Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, Jim Bovard, and lots of other folks. I'll be helping out as best I can, too.
Now, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Correct.
But we are not going to be there for the Sunday show. We'll be back in the normal studio for Sunday.
That's right.
But on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, 2 weeks from now, you and Ian and lots of guests are going to be there at the Liberty Forum talking about all kinds of cool stuff.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So that's you can go to the website for it's nhlibertyforum.com to sign up for the Liberty Forum and freestateproject.org to find out more about the Free State Project.
Right. See you there. All right. You can call us at 855-450-3733 tonight. Bring up anything that's on your mind. The Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines, of course. Let's go to the phones and talk with Jeff in Livermore, California. Hey, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I wanted to talk about Philip Seymour Hoffman. I haven't been tuning into you guys for a few days, and I didn't know whether this had been talked about over the last week.
It's okay. Brian and Stephanie haven't been on for a week, and I haven't been. I was only on last night, and I've been off for 2 weeks. So pretend we haven't talked about it at all.
Hey, all right. Well, you know, and before I do, though, I just wanted to say that you'd like this, Mark, because I've heard you say this about voting. But in the same way that I think you said this, Mark, that voting exercises such an infinitesimally small degree of influence on the outcome of any given election, same goes for not voting. So really, it doesn't matter either way. I think the people that get exercised about voting and how important it is, of course, are idiots. And the, you know, I don't want to call you, Stephanie, you're very smart, but it's not something to get exercised about either way. It's cool if you vote, and if you find something you like, go ahead and vote for them, vote for a referendum, but you know, it's really just not going to matter either way.
The only point I'll make on voting is that it's very, that I have yet to be shown that it is an immoral act, and I'd love to be shown. I believe that I am, you know, movable on this subject because I consider it inconsequential. I don't think you should or shouldn't vote because the fact is that it's very unlikely that your vote's going to matter. Not that it's not going to count,
but
just that it's not, probably not going to matter.
Yourself, Mark, though, that's the thing I think I'm trying to say is, like, I don't do it myself, and I'm very happy with that decision.
Yeah.
Because when I was doing it, I was less happy.
Yeah.
And I think deciding to stop has helped.
Well, I don't think that voting is as much the issue there. That's participating in the political process.
But
yeah,
Mark,
that's
like,
cool.
For you, you think it is appropriate to vote for yourself because you vote.
Sometimes,
right?
I do, sometimes I don't. It's
okay,
because
so
it's
you waffle
convenient
back
for me.
And forth.
No, I don't do it. See, you say, like, I must vote, you must vote, or you must not vote. No! Look, I understand that voting is a statistically insignificant act, and if I choose, if I vote or if I don't vote, it probably will not matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
But it might matter for your own life. That's all I'm saying, is that you might get more free time if you choose not to vote, or you might get more
powerful
frustration if you do because you're emotionally invested in it or whatever.
Powerful.
Yeah, those are the things that I'm more concerned with.
Sure.
It really doesn't cost that much to vote, especially with, mail-in voting. I mean, really, it's like 5 minutes of our time. I mean, if it actually...
I disagree with that.
There's
a huge personal cost.
Most people don't spend that much time on it. Most people don't spend that much energy. Most people don't.
I completely disagree. Most people are glued to the TV for years before every national election.
Not most people.
Worrying about it, learning about all the issues.
A lot of people you know.
maybe people you know. But if people really did spend their time researching, I think we wouldn't have the leadership and results we did. I mean, I think it'll be...
There's a two-year-long infomercial across all media for the political system every 4 years.
Yes, but it's lies. It's not an infomercial. It's a disinfomercial.
Maybe so, but I think people just don't see how much time it takes up. But it does. It takes up a lot of energy.
I agree with you that it has... If you choose, like, I'm never going to vote again because voting takes up too much of my mental energy,
I don't
really
watch the news either.
I got you.
I don't read political news. I don't know the names
of the
politicians, and I love it. I feel so free.
Stephanie,
sorry,
I respect
you're not free.
That. By the way, I respect that extremely, Stephanie. I mean, you got to, given the amount of benefit that you can get from voting, and even, I'll even grant you about, even if there wasn't any emotional cost, once you weigh in all that emotional cost that you're talking about, boy, it's best just to leave it behind, And I might even do that myself. But I'd like to
cool, Jeff.
But yeah, I would make the point that if you move to New Hampshire, that you have much more of a chance of winning. The worst thing about the political process is losing, and that you have a better chance of winning as far as it goes.
I didn't win when I was in New Hampshire.
Well, you and there were fewer people who had moved by the time you had decided that voting was not for
right,
you.
Right, but I just... Oh, well, he wants to talk about Philip Seymour
Please,
Hoffman. Let's let him do that, Jeff.
So obviously a very talented actor, and from what I can tell from reading about him, actually a pretty devoted family man has died of a heroin overdose. And a lot of people have been writing, I think people who have agendas have been writing about what this means about addiction and, you know, what this tells us about addiction. And, you know, some people have been writing about the scourge of heroin and how it's coming back. And I think some people have been seizing upon it as sort of a, you know, sort of an implicit pro-prohibitionist agenda. And other people have been pointing out how this really tells us something about how, you know, addiction really robs us of personal choice. And, you know, it just shows us what this disease is. And I think when you dig down deeper into what happened to Philip Seymour Hoffman, this is a guy who went to rehab 23 years ago. This was back when, you know, and rehab, by the way, drug rehab, I have a little personal knowledge of this myself, but drug rehab is, these days, is still not far off from the fire and brimstone 12-step, you know, kind of orthodoxy. 23 years ago, that's all it was.
Yeah.
And he, from what I understand, he, you know, the news reports, the superficial news reports said he was sober for 23 years and then he relapsed. But when you actually dig down into the reports, I read quotes that he had a drink every now and again. I read a People article where it talked about him ordering a half a beer from a bartender who kind of chided him and said, "Why aren't you ordering a whole beer, you know, Phil?" You know, and of course, what it turned out is he was struggling. He was trying to prove to himself that he could drink like a normal person. And this was him, you know, I guess the idea is him struggling with his disease. And, you know, I really take this a different way. I mean, if people take drugs, it's not a problem with drugs. It's not a problem with people. It's a problem with people's relationship with drugs. It's about the relationship. And clearly, Philip Seymour Hoffman had a dysfunctional relationship with drugs from early on. And that made a mark on him. And instead of doing what a rational sort of actor would do, is to stay as far away from any of those kind of chemicals as possible. He instead didn't really come to terms with it and tried to, you know, in the end, prove to himself that he didn't have this disease or he didn't have this problem. I mean, a rational cost-benefit analysis would be, just don't mess with it at all. It's like going back to a girlfriend when all you do is fight with each other and throw crap at each other and bloody each other. You
Some
know,
people do
times?
Describe it that way. Yeah, and Jeff, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-3733. What do you think about...
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.